Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus. Ravi Mari Nimi Maresi Sheyichyu. This is Moshe Dev Beshdina Raisel Moshe Mordechai. And the schus, Fran Ben Rus, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Porshem Social Israel, Fran Shlomo Ben Blumen Ben Chanadina, Blumedar Ves Chanadina, Baruch Vesel Chumas Ayudayim, Nechagito Vesel Prain Tzvi. Baruch v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'asidev chol tzehotzeha. And we are continuing our series of shiurim. We've been going through the tshuvas of the great Gaon, the Miami Beacher Gaon, Rav Shmuel Tuvia, Rabbi Tibor Stern. And we are now in Simen Chof, in the eighth volume of the Shut HaShavit, in Chelek Evan Ezer. Incredible, incredible Torah. And this is about Imchal Shabbos Umumar Lechalel Shabbosis. Kvar nechlegu bezeh Rabbisein Rachroine Baga Aroishane Baga Machroine Imchal Shabbos Vresa Arei Umumar Arei Ukim Umar Oshu Eino Umumar Lechol Torah Kula Vein Dino Kedin Akum. So what is the status of Imchalel Shabbos Befarhesia? A public Sabbath desecrator. Is a public Sabbath desecrator mummer? Does he have the din of an apostate Jew? Does he have the din of that he's like a mummer? He's like an apostate Jew? Or he's b'chal not a mummer? What exactly is his status? How do we view Mechalel Shabbos Bifarhesia? The Makor is in a Gemara in Chulin and Daf Hei, the Gemara in Eruvin and Samech Tes Amud Beis. Uma she'sheyach l'inyanenu Ravi b'Gemara b'Mesechet Eruvin, ki misham nirim advarim shenechelku abrishonim bereishit d'meimra abrishonim. So we have Machlokes Rishonim. Ech mevinim et haGemara b'Mesechet Eruvin, ulishem kach, anachnu Naviv and Aspir with Ziyat Deshmaya et Devrei HaGemara. So first it says, Mekablim Korbonois Mipoishe Yisroel. We received Korbonos from Poshe Yisrael, we received Korbonos from sinners. In order that they should repent. Except for somebody who's a mummer, an apostate Jew, a Jew who's rejected Judaism. And somebody who pours wine libations to Avodah Zarah. And somebody who is a Mechalel Shabbos Bifarhesia, somebody who is a public Sabbath desecrator. So a mummer can be a mummer lahachis, it could be a mummer lateavon, it could be somebody who is just eating the velas because they taste good, or it could be they get God angry, it could be somebody who converted to another religion, many different types of mummer. And Manasseh Chayin Lavodazar and Mechal Shabbos is Bifarhesia. So the Gemara says, Hagu Fakashim, Abraita Soterat et Atzma, Amart Mikem Velo Kulchem, Lotziatam Umar, and the Braisa says earlier, from you, and not all of you, and that excludes a mummer, that you don't accept a carbon from a mummer. From a mummer, Mikem Velo Kulchem Prat Le Mummer. Vachem Chilakti, Ba'am Yisrael, I made a distinction, says the Braisa. Veloba umois. In the Musa Olam, there's no such distinction. Mummer, not mummer, no such thing as a Goyish mummer. As miken velo kuchem lo tziyat amumar, vahadartani lachar miken omerat habraita, mikablim korbanot miposhe Yisrael. Afterwards state that we receive karbanos, we accept karbanot from poshe Yisrael, from sinful Jews. So the Gemara's understanding on Mummer is the Poshe Yisrael. So first the Brisa says, don't accept Karbanos from Mummer, and then the Brisa says, do accept Karbanos from Poshe Yisrael. So which one is it? Do we accept Karbanos from these bad guys or not? Omnam Rav Ashi miyashevet astira halo kashya. Reisha she'omeret she'en mekabim korban ha'amimar v'mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. That's a mummer l'chol ha'torah kula. You know the type of mummer you don't bring except the carbon from? A mummer for gans Torah, for everything. Mitziasa, in the middle of a brisa, that says we are mekabel korban miparshei Yisrael, is talking about a mummer l'davar echot. A mummer for only one thing, one iser Torah that he habitually transgresses. From him, you do accept the korban. Eima sefer. Now the Gemara quotes the sefer. Chutz me'amurim v'nasech yayin lavo yizara liyinam mekabel korbanos. Hai mamar hechidami imaru l'chol ha'Torah hainu reisha. Some at a mumma l'chol ha'Torah kula. That's already included in the reisha. So why do you have to repeat it? And if it's talking about a davar echad, kachi mitziyasa. So this guy been chutz min amumr v'menaseich yayin. Right, it says mikavim karbanos miposhei Yisrael, except for a mumr and a menaseich yayin and mechal shabbos is b'frayzi. So where are we going over here? If it's talking about a mumr l'chol ha'Torah kula, that's the reisha. If the mumr here is a mumr l'davar echad, that's the mitziyasa. That's the middle case. So what's the sefer talking about? Elalav Ravashi Mesem Hachei Ka'amar Mal Kol Chacha Zo Kavanat HaSefa Mikablim Korbanot Mikol HaPoshim Chutz Men HaMumar V'Naseich U'Lechalel Shabbatot B'Far HaSia. There were Mikabel Korbanos from all Poshim except for a Mumer L'Naseich Yain L'Avay Zara and to be Michal Shabbosos b'frayesia, as it sort of emerges, that the ratio of the Brisa passes among the Chol Torah Kula to be Mak of Karbanos. The middle case teaches us that we're Mekabel Karbanos from Amun L'Davrach, and the Seif is teaching us that we're not Mekabel Karbanos from a Mumel Anasech Yain L'Avod Zaru L'Chal Shabbosos b'frayesia. It's Alma V'Gizara V'Shabbos Ki Adadi Ninu. They equally passel a person, and Shema Amina, we learn from the Mechal Shabbos, he's like a Mumma L'Chol HaTorah Kula, he's like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's like somebody who just completely rejected the religion.
Ad kan midvrei ha-gemara ha-kedosha. Rashi v'harach v'harif. Naktu signon ha-shas. כמסקנתו. והוא מומר לנסח ולחלל שבתות, כלומר, אין הבדלה בין מומר לעבודה זרה לחילול שבתות.
Like Rashi and Rabbi Nechananu, there is no difference between a mumar lechal Shabbos and a mumar for avodah zarah. Chutz min ha-mumar lenasech zeh lechal Shabbos, Rashi dikemumar lechol ha-torah domi.
So he's a mumar l'chol ha'Torah kula. Shabbos is like avodah zarah. Har b'har b'zach, davar me'od chamur. Ad kan midivrei kadsho shel Rashi, Rach, Rif. Aval Rambam lo nakat ha'achid. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam writes, we have a string of Rambams here. We've discussed this a lot in the past. This inyan, but every time I go into it, there's always more. There's always so much more to say. Baruch Hashem. The Torah is so very vast. So the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Maisa Karbonos, Halacha Dalit, writes, Yisroel shum mumr l'avoy dezor mechal Shabbos for esay mechal menu korban klal. An Israelite who is a mumr for avoy dezor or to be mechal Shabbos in public. You're not mekabel from him a korban at all. Afilu ha'oyla shem mekablim oysa. Min ha-nochrim, even an oila, goyim are only allowed to bring olas, they're not allowed to bring shlamims. Even an ola that you're makabel them from goyim, you're not makabel from this mummer.
So let's look at the Lashon of the Rambam. Yisrael shu mumer l'avodah zarah o mechalel Shabbat b'farhesi. Oze, oze. He doesn't say and. He says or. Yisrael shum. He doesn't say Yisrael shum amal avodah zarah ulechal Shabbos b'farhesi. Like the Gemara's lashon, is chutz min amur melanaseh yain ulechal Shabbosis. He says, "Oh, lechal Shabbos, and mekal min korban even ola." So we see in the Rambam that the emes the Rambam holds that mechal Shabbos is a mummer, but it's not a mummer lavid. It's like a mummer lavid azar. He writes, "Or not like the maskanas hashas." Mormel Nasech Ulechal Shabbosis Vavaydazar. Ulechal Shabbosis. And Avodazar and Shabbos are Chadar Milsa. The Lashon of the Gemara is Chutzman Mormel Nasech Ulechal Shabbosis. They're put together. And that's the Girsa of Rabbeinu Hanani. I'll tell you, it's interesting. Rashi writes that they're the same, and Nisach Hayai and Lechal Shabbos are the same. The Gemara call it true of it. And Rashi, Dibar Maschel, Chutz Man Amumel and Asi Chayin, writes all Lechal Shabbos. He doesn't write Vit. Rakh Opanim, in our Gemara, we have U Lechal Shabbos, and that's also how Rabbeinu Hanani had it. U Lechal Shabbos before Hesia. And the Rambam has O. O Lechal Shabbos before Hesia. Oh, Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. And so the Rambam doesn't hold that Mumr, Lenasech, and Lechal Shabbos are one. Avodah Zarah and Shabbos are one. Shitzer Rambam, it's not, even though they're both called Mumr. But Kanir'eh, the Fiyah Rambam, Mumar Shel Chilul Shabbat, Lav Ki Mumar Lavodah Zarah. V'chein Katab Rambam Beperek Gimel Me'elchot Shuvah, Shnayim Min HaMumr Mi'Yisrael, Mumr Lechol HaTorah Kul Lekogon HaChoizim, the Dosei Akum Bishashi Goizim Gzera, a raise a murmur, Lechol HaTorah Kula, the two murmur in the Jewish people. One is a murmur, Lechol HaTorah Kula, like somebody who goes back to Goisha religions when they're Goizera Gzera. So this is a murmur, Lechol HaTorah Kula. Yosem Ravur, Bidivere Rambam, Biperek Bez, Mihilchas Akum Halacha Hei, Yisrael She'ovid Avei Dezora, Reu Ka Akum Lechol Dvorov. Ve'eno Ki Goy, a Jew who serves at God Vadazara, is like a goy in all matters. He's not like a Jew who doesn't have a sheish paskila. Mumulakam reyam mumulachol Torah kula. So in both cases, the Rambam doesn't mention a machal Shabbos. And here the Rambam makes a distinction. The Rambam says that a Yisrael who serves avodah zarah is like an akum, and he's not like a Yisrael who's over a ver sheish paskila. What's an aver sheish paskila? Chil Shabbos. So it seems the Rambam is machalik between a mummer for avodah zarah and a mummer for chil Shabbos. Not the same. And therefore it contrasts Avodah Zarah with someone who's Chayav Skila. However, the self-same Rambam, at the end of Hilchot Shabbat, in the 30th chapter, in the 15th Halacha, writes, HaShabbat v'avodat kochavim u'mazalot kol achat mishtehen shkulot keneged she'al kol ha-mitzvot, mitzvot ha-Torah. V'ashabbat hi'ot shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'veinenu le'olam. Lefichach, כל העובר על שאר המצוות, הרי הוא בכלל רשעי ישראל. אבל המחלל שבת בפרהסיה, הרי הוא כעובד כוכבים ומזלות, ושניהם כוכבים ומזלות וכל דבריהם. Ooh, here the Rambam singed an andere nigin. The Rambam is singing a different song. Here the Rambam says that Shabbos and Avodas Kochavim are shakol, connected kol mitzvot haTorah. Shabbos is a sign between us and God. Therefore, when he is over on other mitzvahs, is included in Rishei Yisrael, but Mechal Shabbos b'farhesia is like a goy, it's like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Oh, so here the Rambam says that Mechal Shabbos is like an Avodah Zarah. In the other case, the Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way. According to other Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Chananel, Lashon Mumer Shayach Gam B'Mechal Shabbosos. K'mo She'amru Mumer L'Avodah Zarah Kofer B'Hashem U'Mumer L'Chal Shabbos Kofer B'Maisef. And even Rashi says that the L'Chal Shabbos to K'mo L'Kol HaTorah Dami, that they're both K'mo L'Kol HaTorah. So we don't make a distinction. The Rambam makes this, why? Because they're both Kofer. The Mumer is Kofer B'Hashem, the Mumer L'Chal Shabbos is Kofer B'Maisef B'Rashis. V'nei L'dat HaRambam לשון מומר שייך בכופר במציאות השם כביכול. אבל אם הוא מחלל שבת, הוא כופר במעשה בראשית. המומר is a kofer in God's mitzius. But he's mechal Shabbos, he's kofer in Maaseh Bereishis. And with this we can understand the Beis Yosef in Eben HaEzer, in Simen Mem Dal, in Eben HaBal HaYitr, that a mumer, lechal Shabbosos, einoi ela b'meleches kalkaot, the famous sheet of the Yitr. Famous Bala Itter Shito, that a Mumer L'Chal Shabbos is only if he does avoid on the ground. So everyone asks, "May nafka mina be'melachas karka l'sha'ar lametes melachas shel Shabbos?" So we have to mechalik between a Mumer and Abikaris, a Min, a Kofer v'Torah. These are all different terms. Mumer is somebody who's Kofer b'Metzias Hashem. A mummer is somebody who's kofer b'metzias Hashem. And in Maaseh Bereishis also. In Maaseh Bereishis there was yesh me'ayin. Minei b'maaseh bereishit sh'ayta yesh me'ayin hayta shvitat HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'melechet karka. V'zoi hakavana b'ma she'ne'emar v'shavta ha'aretz shabbat l'Hashem etzor shmita. V'katav ha'torat kohanim uva b'rashi shabbat l'Hashem. כמו שנאמר בשבת בראשית, כי בשמיטה אין לנו אלא מלאכת קרקע, ומלאכת קרקע הייתה בשבת בראשית, ומומר הוא כופר במעשה בראשית. היום חדר שבת שם הלכות, אם הוא כופר בשבת סיני, הוא כופר בתורה וכופר חמור ממומר. So we have over here that if somebody is כופר, a mumer, according to what we're explaining now, again, before we said according to the Rambam's mechalik in the mummer between a mummer who's mechal Shabbos, because a mechal Shabbos is kofer b'maaseh bereishis. And then you have a mummer who's kofer mitzias Hashem. So the Rambam, at least in those other places, where the Rambam distinguishes between Ma'avid Avodah Zarah and a mechal Shabbos, is saying that a mummer is somebody who's called from Mitzias Hashem and not in his mice and not in Maaseh Bereishis. And we have one Rambam where he equates them. Al Kopanim, with that we understand the Yitter. Once we have this distinction, he says that you're only a mummer if you're Mechal Shabbos from Melechas HaKarkos. Because what's the idea of Karka? We have Shemitah. Shemitah is B'Shav Sa'aretz Shabbos LaShem. But the primary Shvisa on Shabbos is from Melechas Karka. Because Shabbos Lashem is like Shabbos Bereishis. Just like by Shabbos Lashem. It's only about Melechas Karka. So too, in order for one to be a mummer, L'chal Shabbosos, he also has to be doing Melechas Karka. Because that's considered the primary avodah that Hashem rested from on Shabbos. Because he created the Karka Yesh Me'ayin. So then he was done with Melechas HaKarka. That was the Yesh Me'ayin that Hashem stopped. On Shabbos, Hashem stopped creating the world, which is Melechas HaKarka, created the earth. So I guess if you could create the sky, then that would also be Kfira and Maaseh Bereishis. But Al Kopanim, it has to be a Kfira Mamish in the Ikar Maaseh Bereishis, which is the Melechas Karka. That's the Iker Kfir and Maaseh Bereishis. Because then one is being Kofer in the Maaseh of Hashem of creating Yesh Me'ayin. That would explain the Sheet of the Bala Yitter. Rabbi Michal b'shar melachos. What's he koyfer in Shabbos of Sinai? Shabbos that we were given at Sinai that tells us not to do the lametes melachos. Not the actual Shabbos of Maisa Bereshis, where Hashem only created the karka yesh miayin. But the guy who's Michal does other melachos is koyfer b'Torah. So Zimstein a koyfer and a mummer. So this guy is a koyfer if he does the other koyfer b'Torah if he does the other melachos. And in one way, a koyfer is more chamer than a mummer. Because a mummer l'davar echad is not a mummer l'chol ha-Torah kul. But if he's koyfer chas v'shalom, even in one pasuk, he becomes a koyfer l'chol ha-Torah kul. And according to this, it could be mechadish that a din koyfer is more chamer than a din mummer. That a denier of the Torah is more severe than a mummer. Even those shittas that hold, and even those shittas that hold that kedushay mummer are toifes, some say we've discussed this in the past. Some say it's toifes d'oraisa. Some say it's toifes midivrei sofrim. Aval b'kedushay koiflim bivada even l'das hamachmira mele toifsim ele d'rabbanan. But the kedushin of a koifer is only a kedushin d'rabbanan. Even if you're machmir that kedushay mummer are toifes d'oraisa. A kedushay mummer isn't even tofes, is only tofes de rabbanon. V'zem avur b'kama sifrei shoot. We see this in numerous shootim. He's not a big shoot quoter, Rabbi Stern. He knows Gemara Rishayim and many achronim, but he's not into the ayin b'shoot this, b'shoot that, even though he's Hungarian. Usually the Hungarians are more into the quoting. Anyway, but here he quotes the Tshuvas Ma'al Sham in Chelek Beis and Simen Kuf Yud, Barichus. And also in the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok, the beginning, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud. So you see that a koifer could be more chamer. Because a koifer, even one pasuk, makes him a koifer of the Kol HaTorah Kula. A mummer for one davar is not a mummer of the Kol HaTorah Kula. But a koifer is, and therefore a koifer, it could be that a koifer's marriage is only a derabbanan diga marriage. Wow. There's a lot of koifer from getting married, I have to tell you, sweet friends. So to say their marriage is only derabbanan, that really opens up the bag, you know. For heterim afterwards, for, you know, mamzerim, you could be matur mamzerim, it's not a mamzer daraisa, because the whole kedushim was only derabbanan to start with. V'hine ha-reformim v'doimehem she-koifrim b'toiro min ha-shamayim u-machlifin ha-mitzvus v'einam ma'aminim b'toiro she-ba'al-pe heim boicherin mitzvus l'fi ratzoinam mamish ish kol ha-yosher b'einov yas. So he's writing here from Miami Beach, where they have a few reform. Yes, this is the United States of America. This shuv was written on the 9th of Mar Cheshvin in Tovshin Memches, 1988. Wow, I love that date. Tes Mar Cheshvin, the 9th of Mar Cheshvin. My birthday is the 6th of Mar Cheshvin, so we all, most people like their birthdays. And in that way, I'm like most people. So this was, actually it wasn't 88 yet, it was 87. I was towards 1988, but it was 1987 was my 16th birthday. Pretty exciting. I just actually remember that day very well. Is when I started my yeshiva in Israel. Wow. Amazing. Good. So this is going back a little while. Anyway, so we're talking here about the reform, and they reform people. They choose mitzvahs. Whatever they want to do, they do. What they don't want to do, they don't do. V'lechein ein toirasim toira vein mitzvasim mitzvah. The toiras nishken toira. Their mitzvahs aren't mitzvahs. And their Shabbos isn't Shabbos. And they, you can't say about them, call them Makadesh, Adaita Durabban and Makadesh. Are they Makadesh, Baldas Rabbanan, Aldas Chachamim? They're Koifer B'divrei Rabbanan. They say, what do we need all these Torah scholars for? Talmud scholars. They understand Talmud like I understand epidemiology. I don't know how to pronounce it. So they're Koifer. L'chein afilu b'stam achal Shabbos, lo yisiyam v'hechlech en v'cheskos p'nuyayitz. I like to see that shuvah inside. Maybe we'll learn that shuvah together. Fascinating that he allows for Hafkas Kedushin. He says, if somebody's a Stam Mechalel Shabbos, I wouldn't say that after the Kedushin they're not married. But these people who are Koifer B'Shabbos Sinai, even if they're not Mumreitz or Shabbos Bereshis, they're not watering the plants on Shabbos. They're not plowing their fields. But they're Koifer and Shabbos Sinai. So that's it. The Kedushin's are the Kedushin, not even Kedushin. Then you're going to say, call them a Kaddish, a Daiti, the Rabbanan Mekaddish. They're not doing it al-das Rabbanan. They don't believe in the Rabbanan. They don't believe in the Torah. So what's their Kedushin worth? So if afterwards they do tshuva, we well know that, unfortunately, when couples are married, sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets the better of people, and people don't even realize they're supposed to be fighting the Yetzer Hara. Those of us who are born from understand that, but they sometimes give in, and then the woman could theoretically be with other men, and the man could be with Chas V'Shalom. We all know what happens. So we could be Matir Mamzerim this way by saying the Kedushin, whenever Kedushin, because these people don't believe in anything. And be Samech on the great Maharsham. The Maharsham was Lav Kat Lakani Bagma. The Maharsham was no small Torah scholar. Rav Shalom Mordechai Shvadron lived in from 1935 to 1911. Maharsham Nibar Zhebel Jan, Hayapoisek Mufusim Begalitzie. He was a great Galitzianish Poisek, and his grandson, or great-grandson, became made him more famous, and himself was famous. Shalom Shadron, grandson or great-grandson. He was a Belzer Chassid, also a Chassid of Rameir Mitpram Mishlan. Then he got to the court of the Chortkever Rebbe. Wow, he's Mamish a Chassid. And then he got Smicha from Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon. Wow, it's a great Litvish Apoisek. And then he lived in Bilkamen by his Shver, Rabbi Yakir. What's his name? And he lives in Zlotchev. And he didn't want to be a Rav. So he went into business, the wine business, the wood business. And then, as often happens in these rabbi stories, he went broke. And then he had to become a Rav. He was a Rav in Potok Zloty, and then in Yazlovitz. There wrote a Sefer Mishpat HaShalom. He was a Rav based in Bochach, and then in Reish Mem Aleph in 1881. He was accepted to be the Rav in Brzezhan, taking the place of the great Goyin of Shmelkish. And then he served there until Taz B'Shvat, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, 1911. That was when he was Nifter, on the 14th of February. And then he had a Zivuk Sheni, Gittel, the daughter of Shimshon Margolius, the Alman of Rav Yitzchak, Shmuel Yitzchak Shor. His son was Rav Yitzchak Shadron. And knew a number of languages, spoke to doctors about medical issues. His matir, this is all from Wikipedia, by the way, if you can believe him. And he wrote the Maharsham, the Das Torah, the Darkei Shu, Darkei Shalom, Tcheles Mordechai, Droshes, Mishpat Shalom, and Choshen Mishpat, Mitzvah, and Shutfim, and Shluchim. And he was matir, Shin Matzis, even though he was a Chusid, and we know Chasidim are very makbid. They don't call them machine matzahs, they call them chametz. Please don't bring chametz into our base medrash. There's a sign up that includes machine matzahs. Chofetz Chaim apparently took counsel with him. According to the Maharam, Meir Shapir of Lublin, the Maharsham finished the tour at least 101 times. Pretty good. Also, he finished Shas also a crazy amount of times. Every Malava Malka, he'd make a siyum on Shabbos in Erevin, but he learned every Shabbos in the same mice that they tell about Rav Tzedek HaKohen. Not that one, they're not true. Probably both true. Saruka learned every Shabbos in Erevin in the Heilige, Maharsham learned Gans Shabbos and Gans Erevin. That's a good avoider for Shabbos, right? What are you doing? What are you doing this Shabbos? Terrific. Anyway, that's the Goyse Marsham. So anyway, his matir apparently in Chelik Beis and Kufir Aleph is quoted here by Hagoyim Rav Shmuel Tovia Shtern that to be mafkia kiddushin even without a get for these people who are koyfrim and they get married. Chshav yesh lefenenu lodim b'kovid rosh ki ayolish ayesh alfei alofim zugois sheim mechalei Shabbos rachman litzlan. שסידו להם קידושים רבון המופקים ירי שמיים והרבה מהם רבון יצלנים הרב מגיף של גיטן בימינו כבר נסגר שוב רב מהם לא קיבלו גט פיתום גט אז מושב יסוף נישו לשחר בלי גט ויש להם ילוד מנישואים שנויים ואף שבחז די השם משהו אחר של חויזם ותשוב ובאים ברכב תחנו נחשב על זה לא ובקל ולא עוצים ממך ממזירוס so thousands of these couples got married with real רבונים ירי שמיים and they got divorced. We live in a generation of divorce, and they never got a proper get, and then they have kids with the next one, and then now we have a huge mamzeres problem in Klal Yisrael. As vus ken nintin? What can we do? What can we do to solve this problem? So Rav Stern suggests the following. He says there are a number of categories. Number one, if the Rav HaMesadres HaKadushin was reform or was conservative, even if they only believe in part of Torah, not all of it, part of it. Then the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. There's no proper Eidus. There's not the... And they don't trust the Reformer conservative rabbis to a proper Kedushin. Great. Gami Mazug, that's good, because then the kids aren't Mamzerim. Gami Mazug heim chalei Shabbos v'ivri avirus shel Torah yesh lem odasim heim chaverim b'foyal v'gam chaverim medeya. Or lo, ki yesh mem shem shetino kshinish b'aveinim yodim ala ma sherabbi shel amoyer adem. So you also have to understand where they're coming from. If they're mamish b'shita, they don't believe, they understand, they went to Chabad.org, they say Chabad.org, they have 40 million views a year, some crazy insane number, 60 million, amazing amount of people, they're crazy in a good way. They should get Yiddishkeit, but they read the Torah, they listened to Shiurim, they... Today, with the internet, there's so much available, millions of shiurim, probably millions. So they heard, and they still deny. So then they're kofrim. But let's say they're tinoko shinishbu, they don't know any better. They just follow what they're told. They're not such philosophers. They're not really so interested. You know, they're living their life. They're trying to be good people. And they went to a Rav, and they went to an Orthodox rabbi, and they wanted to get married properly. And the Rav married them properly. So they're married. They're married. They're tinoko shinishbu. They're not guilty. אם הרב המסעד הקדוש המחל שבס פרסיה או אז הוא מומר או כופר או אשתם כי רבי אויסם מייסה ומחואר המסך ופי תומי וכל רבי הוא בגדר כופר או מומר אם הוא מחל שבס ואם גם הזוג הם מחל שבס ואם אין המקס הרפורם even if you're not talking about reform but if the rabbi is a מחל שבס the rabbi is a כופר there's also nothing to talk about the Kedushin is not a Kedushin אם לא שישלח שיש שם עדים כשרם בו יישם מעמד של נשום וגם רואה מסירוס הטבעת ושם דברי החוסן אז יש לומר שהעיסו שם קידושים מדרבנן ובצרף הפסול של הרבי בוודא יש לומר הן בשעה סיום כלפי גט וכל שכן להציע בלודס מן המזרס כלפי גט אנו צריכים לבוי לידי מסכן שלא יישא שם חלוס קידושים כלל אבל כלפי גט וממזרס אפילו נעים דו וקידושים מדרבנן אבל קידושים מדרבנן לפי הרבי שיטס אין איסר ממזרס So now he says something interesting. He says, if the rabbi was a Michal Shabbos, maybe there were two kosher Eidim, then it's Kedushin de Rabbanon. Why is it Kedushin de Rabbanon? Maybe because they did a proper Kedushin, Al Pi Halacha. They're just not believers. So that's a Kedushin de Rabbanon, and then we have the rabbi as puzzle. So, as far as Mamzerus is concerned, their shita is that hold that if the Kedushin was only de Rabbanon and she sleeps with someone else, the kids are not Mamzerus. But you should still give her a get kosher. Is it the end of a get kosher? You have to give her a get kosher, but the kids aren't mamzerim. And And then he says, if we're going to worry about mamzerus, even by kedushin derabanan, then be misader aget. This is the famous way of being mafkia kedushin. That was very controversial if you're allowed to use it stam. But it says in the Gemara that you give the shliach aget, and then you're mevatel the shlichus. And the rabbis were mafkia shed such a kedushin lamafreya. But if we can't find the first husband, or he refuses to give a get, as is so common, just found out the other day that someone I know is being refused to get by her husband, Rachmana Litzlan. I knew him, I thought he was a nice guy. So obviously I don't know the whole story, but it's heartbreaking. And there's always two sides, but a man not giving a woman a get, they have a lot of trouble finding any justification for that in any situation. Saying, well, what's... Where is there a justification? The Beis Din said you have to give her a get. Give her a get. That's it. It's to hold her in a guna. It's mavish. It's rishus. So sometimes the husband refuses to give him. There are a lot of cases like that. I just don't usually know the people. Rachmana Litzlan. So he refuses to give a get. We can't find him. So then let's just say that he's a koifer b'shabes Sinai. And let's say that such a person is Kedushin, aren't Kedushin at all. Not only they're only Kedushin to Rabbanan, they're not Kedushin at all. And let's not make the kids Mamzerim. Together with Siag L'chor Rav Muvok, she misad the Kedushin, not to be Mishtate for the Reform Rabbi. Anyway, so this is obviously one of the biggest problems that the Jewish people face today, this problem of Mamzerus and what we do with all these Kedushins. There's so many. Unfortunately, today the 70% of people are intermarrying, Bechlau. So it solves Mamzerus problems because they're not married, but they have other problems of assimilation. It's also a huge problem. But those who are getting married, those 30% who are left, so however many are Orthodox, their Kedushin is a good Kedushin. What about everybody else? And then they get remarried without a proper get a lot of times, or they don't even try to get a get. So this is a Pesach to be matir, is by saying that they're pashut, they're kofrim, and therefore the kedushin is not a kedushin. But obviously this is not the paskin halacha. We're just learning through tshuvas, lahagdil tara, lahadira. And there's a lot more to talk about, so hopefully in future shiurim we will do so. And I thank you so much for listening. And we should be zocha. Vilmo de l'lame, l'lishma v'lasus, u'la kaimus kol de b'resam, t'arasu v'yahava. Shalom, shalom, s'vizvah.